You can call on him if he needs, if you want any shuttle answer. Like, in terms of, like, if he's seen the Gemara, he's seen it only like 2 months ago.
I'm saying he's the freshest of us all. I'm just a little worried that he's going to be a little bored, but that will depend. I mean, if what I'm about to say is a mita shel Torah, then I'll be bored. Right. If not, I'll say what? Anyway, we should be, you know. If you're wondering why, like, everybody's, you know, looking at it. Okay. What are we calling him? We have Tuvia or.
For now, we're going with Ami.
Ami. Okay. Yeah, you're approved. Okay. Anyways, so I owe you a pigeon. Actually, he's here, so it's really appropriate. I owe a pigeon a Ben, but since my time is very unfortunately limited, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to start with the shtar part, and then I'm going to, you know, on again, this is the only time we have this week. Then Tuesday, hopefully Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday of next week, or longer ones next week, because next week should not be pressured, hopefully. So when we pick up Tuesday, I'm going to fill in the pigeon a Ben parts, because I know if I do it now, I'm not going to get to the shtar part that I want. So we'll finish up shtar, then we'll go back to pigeon a Ben a little bit, and we still want to do Arizm Kodesh's Vyashlam for a second, but mostly we want to do something on Mashka, the basic idea of Mashka. So that's the plan. For now, let's do in a few minutes that we have.
Tuesday regular time?
Yeah, I think so. Is that good for everybody?
Yeah.
Tuesday, 1 o'clock?
I'm gone.
Oh.
I'm leaving Wednesday.
Oh, my goodness. Where are you going to be?
In Barcelona.
Barcelona?
Yeah.
Don't we do 12 and 2? No? Okay.
Okay. What's in Barcelona?
We're on a family trip.
Oh, okay. I have a lot of, I have a lot of memories of Barcelona. Race memories. That's the Rajma's bailiwick. Okay, so let's do what we can on the Shtar issue, which at least to begin with that. See what we can get, and we'll work a little bit backwards. Okay. Moshe, you want to do the honors? Oh, okay. Oh, you got saved by the... Okay, yeah, Moshe, go. No. Go. Once you start, it's good to us. Okay.
So Kari Bay he kanyu. So my time of Kari Bay he kanyu, showing the cost of the Macher. Hakanami Kari Bay he kan, except as beating a Saturday day Shazer. So Elamarabla helps and then he'll ask the thing who Rabban and Akari. The boy saying, my Hasanami, except the Akaf and Safer Hamik.
Yeah. Okay. So on the question of how the Shtar relates to other Shtaros and whether or not the difference in emphasis, meaning, is it the shtar for the koner or shtar for the mocher? That we're going to get back to when we speak a little more about also shtar, erusin, chakas, l'shon, l'shma, and some of the other issues. Obviously, there are two ways to look at this whole discussion. One is that this is all, again, very, it's based on exeris kasuv, possibly, or it's an asmachta, it's a mesorah, whatever it is, and it's of limited significance. Different shtaros are different. It's still obviously based on either the Mesorah or the Gezeres HaKasuv, but is this a characteristic distinction? Is the paradigm of Shtar Lakone in Kiddushin, even though it's typically Lamakne, is that something that, you know, characterizes more generally the uniqueness of Kiddushin vis-a-vis the emphasis on Mekach u'Memchar, in terms of Makne and Kone, which is a topic that, you know, in one way or another, we've touched on many times during the year. So this would be something then to revisit this part of the sugya, but I don't want to get, I want to speak more specifically about the problem of Edim Sira, Edim Chasima for the moment. So this is just something to keep in the back of your mind, and we will get back to Mirz Hashem going forward. Okay, continue.
I remember.
Yeah. So what's the point here? The difference between
when her father accepts it for her, or
the Lashonos. Okay, so that's another thing which we're going to have to look at. I don't want to do that today, but we're going to have to look at again, and that is like how significant is that difference, whether or not the Kiddushin Shtar is addressed to him or to her. We should, you know, revisit the question even in Kiddushei Kesef, when he's Mekadesh Shektana or Anara, right, or, you know, a Gedola, you know, but through her father as a Shliach. But obviously in the other cases it's much more intriguing, where the father plays a role, right, what is the proper way to formulate the Kiddushin? So, again, that is clearly not just a technical question, especially in light of, you know, what we have seen, right, on Nav Gimel, Amud Beis and Dalet Amud Aleph, and, you know, sprinkled throughout a few other places in the Perek about Yiud and Kesef Bal Karcha, namely, what really is going on in the case of Kiddushei Ketana and Kiddushei Nara, something that we spent some time on, right? To what extent is, you know, this a kind of super shlichus, but she is always the real Mekudeshes? I mean, obviously, she's the wife, she's the Mekudeshes, she's the Miskadeshes. And the Mikudeshes, you know, no matter what. But what we mean by that is it a more typical Ishus, and the differences are all just in terms of creating it, and that's where the father's, you know, role, on the one hand, ain't Shlichus L'Ketana, on the other hand, maybe the only person who really can be a Shliach L'Ketana is the father, and that makes him more like a super Shliach, and therefore may defy certain of the dinim of Shlichus in both directions. But at the end of the day, you know, that's kind of really what's happening. He's the, you know, major domo, you know, he's the person, and therefore that skews it a little bit in a case, from a case where, you know, representative shlichus is a decision of the Baal Davar. Here the Torah or their relationship establishes this, and therefore there are going to be important chinukim. But at the end of the day, it's all about him acting on her behalf, you know, but, you know, for our purposes, she is the Mekudeshes, the Mitzkadeshes, it's a typical Kiddushin, and so on. Or no, the fact that she doesn't have Shlichus, and she is a Ketana, and, you know, so maybe that affects the quality of her being a Mitzkadeshes, too. Certainly in terms of the Maisa Kiddushin, maybe even initially in the Chalos HaIshus, obviously it can morph into a regular Ishus, and there's no Nafkamina after that point. But until that point, and certainly in the, you know, the creation of this kalos, maybe he's kind of the violin, and that's an issue that we talked about quite a bit. It's an issue that comes up every time the father is a factor in her halachic status, you know, at any stage, whether it's, you know, ketana, nara, etc. And of course, you could be mechalek between different areas, and we've done that. So here, the nusach in Kiddushei Shtar, whether it's bitcha or Hare'at, is going to be a factor in that. So we will want to look at the Rishonim here as well, the Ramban, the Ran, the formulations in the Rambam. Again, that's something that we will hopefully get back to. Okay, so if we're going to get back to everything, it's like, what are we doing here? So there is a topic that I do want to discuss particularly today, and I'm even skipping a pigeon a ben in order to make sure we get it in, and that is the question that the Baalei Tosas and others deal with. Moshe, which is? Kasal and Yarl Acheres. It sounds like cheres works. You can write a shtar. You can write a shtar kiddushin on cheres. Okay, what's so important about that?
That later, by Martin Suvis implies that it doesn't work. Okay, it says to write on.
Yeah. So read the Tosas quickly, if you don't mind.
Kasal and Yarl Acheres. Mashma the shtar kasher all acheres. Okay, mashma the kumam b'kirkin. Namar kasal and Yarl Acheres. Sada kufurla. Sada tsunala. How are you doing? Kufurla in the sunna. The kasher of parakvetu tsuvis. I'm on the body lakvui. Chasim is the other.
So what's the problem? The problem is conflicting evidence of whether cheres can be used for a legal document because of the problem of it being omed lehizdaif, right? It's easily forgeable, okay, or tamperable. It's not tamperproof. Om Rabbeinu Tam.
Om Rabbeinu Tam. The high like man, the high the half ra. Asa kira laza, the amr inim sira karpi. The high biksuas, asa kira mer, the amr edi kasima karpi. The high the half,
kaya. Yeah. So this is the big chiddush of Tosis, or the chiddush of Tosis, which is that whether or not you can write on a davar shiachal hizdayef, right, is tolui on the famous machlokas satanoim between Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Meir, whether ede chasima karsi or ede mesira karsi. Okay, go ahead. Vahi dehacha. Ooh. Okay, Becheres. What's that term mean?
You can't
prove anything
from the star
of Becheres. It's not demonstrable, or it's not security proof. Yeah, but that's an important line. The reason it's an important line, it's a loaded, as we'll see in a couple of minutes, that's a loaded term. Meaning the idea of muchach mitocho is a phrase that doesn't just mean the words, you know, obviously it means what it says, but it's a perspective, as we'll soon see, on shtaros, according to many of the Balei Tosas. Okay, particularly the Re, even more than Rabbeinu Tam, possibly more than Rabbeinu Tam, possibly inconsistent with Rashi. We'll soon see totally not the shita of the Tosas Rid. But what Tosas is referring to here is very important, and we'll elaborate that in just a minute. Okay. With Tom, the Perek based to get him. What's the problem with that?
So therefore, it makes it sound like Rabbi Lezer is going to say that Rabbi Lezer can admit in the case of Star that really it doesn't work in that present. You can't establish like a case like Rabbi Lezer.
Meaning, according to, it sounds like the Gemara says that Rabbi Lazar's shita of Eidim the Sira Karsi is limited to Gittin.
Right.
And it doesn't apply to Shtaros. And if that's the case, then it's really limited to Gittin.
Okay.
So it cannot be that every time the Shas has a case of a Shtar written on a Dover Shiachal Yizdayev, that's a Libid Rabbi Lazar and not a Libid Rabbi Meir, because Rabbi Lazar doesn't say what he says in these other cases. That would be a huge problem for this interpretation. Go ahead.
So
Hanimili.
Hanimili bishtaros ha'omdus l'raya. Minin roi lamo miyam l'rak. Avazah she'ino asay elu l'kadosh bo'isha. Likmus bo'sabek ein given. Havisha asay.
Ken gitten hava.
Kirk'esha asay l'garish bo'isha. L'fisha.
Oh, so what's the answer here? In other words, in order to get out of this problem, go ahead.
He was mechalak between different types of shtaros. That shtar raya, that's when he's going to be in. That but really by shtar.
I mean, Rabbi Lazar will be moda that a shtar raya needs eide chasima,
right,
but he doesn't only mean he doesn't think that only gittin are the basis for eide mesira karsi. Eide mesira karsi applies, even though he says gittin is a catchphrase that really means shtare kinya and not shtare raya. Okay, the alpha p. Meaning what?
That therefore it can be used as a raya sometimes.
Meaning if you have a din Torah in Bezdin, then you need to prove that there was a gerushin or whatever, or a kiddushin. You can prove it in many cases from a shtar kinyan, meaning a shtar that was used in order to create the change. And therefore, this distinction between shtar kinyan and shtar raya seems to be a little bit blurred, in which case we're not really so sure that what we said a second ago makes sense. Okay. The Gemara says you shouldn't tear up the shtar kinyan because you need it to prove, if you want to remarry, you need it as a raya. Right? Yeah. The answer is, it does also serve as a raya, right? But that's not what its prime function is, and therefore, it's not ma'akev. The raya parts are not ma'akev. Okay, that's the view of the Balei Tosas. So basically what emerges from Tosas is something that is mechudash, but that Balei Tosas say in a bunch of places, and that is that the machlokas between Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Meir, which on the surface, what do we know about the machlokas Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Meir? it definitely has a lot to do with Gittin. And what about Gittin in like the most elemental way? In terms of psukim, let's say, and you know, parshanut, and like, you know, the first line. The first line of interpretation, meaning, in Gittin, let's say. What is the Torah, the Parshan Kitetze that we began the year with, because we're talking about Kiddushin, but what? How do we describe a get? The Kasav La Sefer Krisus, and then Benasam B'yad, correct? So the question, the debate between Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Meir, right, what is, or what do we refer to when we say the Kasav La? Right? So Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Meir is of the opinion that it means what? That means v'chasav. V'chasav means v'chasav. Whether it also means v'chasav is an interesting question, which we're not going to discuss right now, but it's part of this topic. It goes to the issue of what the Gemara says in the beginning of Gittin and a few other places, and that is that, Modra b'lazar bid, you know, mezuyaf mitocho, and whether we say the opposite, you know, as well, meaning Rabbi Meir, who holds that v'chasav means v'chasam, does it mean v'chasav and v'chasam, or does it only mean v'chasam, and vice versa? But b'pashtos, the Gemara says that, in terms of interpretation, that the argument between Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Meir is how to read the word v'chasav. V'chasav means v'chasam, and according to Rabbi Lazar, it means v'chasav, means ksiva. And that has to do with ksiva l'shma. Right? Do you need ksiva l'shma, or do you need chasima l'shma? Question of Modra B'lazar Mzuyuk Mitocho is, let's say you have Eri Chasima, and you're supposed to have Eri Chasima. Why are you supposed to have Eri Chasima? Gipnei, two more words? Mishnayas in Gittin? Nisha Gittin? Twice in Mishnayas in Gittin. Gipnei Tikkun Olam, right? Mishnah in Hashaleach, and then a Mishnah later on, right? In Hamagarish. So you're supposed to Edim Arkosmi Malashtar Mibnei Tikkun Olam. The Gemara says that that's Aliba to Rabbi Eliezer. I mean, they don't need them, right? But they're there Mishum Tikkun. What's a Tikkun Olam? Exactly what we just said. Meaning, if there's some dispute that arises, so then you need a Raya, you know, that it happened. So if there are Edi Chasima, you'll have a Raya, right? Because if you have any Basira, we'll get to this in just a minute. If you have any Basira, if they're not there, they're not there. Right, they could be b'medina sayam. They could have been no longer alive. But if you have edi chasima, so that'll always help you for a raya. And that's mipnei tikkun olam. So the question is, if you have edi chasima, according to Rabbi Lazar, and they're not lishma, or they're psulim, is that a problem since you don't need them? They're not indispensable, right? Is the standard, whether it's lishma or other things, applicable to them? That's the sugya of Modra Rabbi Lazar, the Mzuyef Mitocho, and that's a big debate in the Rishonim, what the scope of that is, Daraisa, is it Rabban, and very, very important issues. You know, is there a difference between Lishma and Psul, or other things? Fine. We're going to keep it simple. So on one level, the Machlokas, Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Meir, is whether the word, the Kasav, means Ksiba or Chasima. The Gemara has other applications of this. For example, in terms of Get, Shekasav, also in the beginning of Gittin, get Shekasav al HaMechubar. Right? Is it a problem to have the Ksiva al HaMechubar or only the Chasima al HaMechubar? Right? Because it says the Kasav La Sefer Krisos the Nasan Biyada Davar She'ena Mechusar, right? Elan Nesina, after the Ksiva. Depending on whether or not Ksiva means Chasima or Ksiva, right, in addition to the Shema, so Mechubar is going to be another issue. However, in addition to those, so one could have said that there's like a very technical machlokas between Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Meir regarding the question of whether or not Eidei Chasima, Eidei Mesira, but it's Noveya from how you read the Psukim and there are some, you know, Nafgamina. The question is, should we be multiplying the Nafgamina beyond what is mukhrach from either the psukim or the makoro, the original makoros? Or, just to make it simple, should we be saying things like, you know, mid Rabbi Meir nishma l'Rabbi Eliezer, mid Rabbi Lazar nishma l'Rabbi Meir? In other words, that even where there are differences between them, because one holds Eidei Mesira Karsi and the other holds Eidei Chasima Karsi, right, the differences, just our noveya from that interpretation, or the realities that sometimes result, the facts, in other words, on the ground that result from a different, you know, halacha regarding shtaros. And beyond that, we could say mid Rabbi Lazar nishma l'Rabbi Meir, or mid Rabbi Meir nishma l'Rabbi Lazar. Or does this difference in the psukim, the kasav lishma, ksiva, or kasima, does this difference about mechubar, do some of these, does the whole difference in orientation, is there a difference in orientation between a shtar be'ede kasima and a shtar be'ede mesira? And if that is true, so then we would not be surprised. Again, you know, we shouldn't get carried away either, but we would not be surprised to see that there were a whole group of other nafgamina, right, that simply are novea from the characteristic difference that we're talking about. So what do I mean by that? So on one level, again, if you want to narrow the argument, what we could say is, listen, there are some differences between Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Meir, the Maisa, right? In the case of Rabbi Meir, Edech Hasima Karsi, number one, every Shtar Kinyan is also a Shtar Raya, and that's very, very beneficial, right? But it's a Shtar Kinyan also betoras, in a way, a Shtar Raya. I don't mean this in the broader sense yet, I just mean it in the narrower sense, meaning that you're not going to get, you don't, it's not structured in that the people are going to be around. They don't need to be around at the time of the actual Kinyan. And therefore, you're more reliant, in a way, upon two things. One is umdanas, right? I'll explain what I mean in a second. And the other one is, you know, an objectively demonstrable, you know, framework. Okay, what do I mean by that? By each of these? Well, the first one is, what was the first one? Umdana. Is because, how do you know in any transaction, right, that there even was a transaction? In other words, the malva, you know, shows up in court with a shtar in his hands. Or the you know, the Isha shows up in court with a get in her hands, or the Baal shows up in court, you know, with a Shtar Kiddushin in his hands, as the case may be. So if there are no Edim Mesira, it's not a requirement of Edim Mesira, how do we even know that anything took place? Again, they might be there, but they don't have to be there, right? Kosin, Shtar, you know, Lamalva, Apapi, you know, She'ein Halova, Imo. So it's, I'm sorry, Kosin, Lova, Apapish, Ein Amalvi. So if everything can take place without the protagonist being there and there's no objective living, breathing Edim, like how do we know that a transaction took place? How do we know that the, number one, how do we know something wasn't forged? And even if we can tell that something wasn't, that's the second point. If something wasn't forged, how do we know it didn't just fall out of the pot? Say, I prepared a document, I prepared again, and then I thought better of it, but, you know, it fell out of my pocket. Somebody picked it up and they gave it to the Isha. Or she picked it up. Right? How do I know that didn't happen? So you depend, if you hold a dechasima karsi, much more on either call it umdana or the combination of umdana and the special chiddush of shtaros. We'll call it the famous din, this is just a quick crash course, of Reish Lakish, edim hachasumim al hashtar, right? Nasa kimi shenechkara edusam the best. Okay, now, Reish Lakish said that in very specific circumstances to explain that there's no kivin shehigit shuvin echozer or magid when it comes to shtar, and to explain that you don't need kiyum shtaros min haTorah, meaning we're not koshesh for mezuyaf in a shtar. Right, that's Reish Lakish's din. Eid amachsum al shtar nas kimi shenachar is the best. But the Rishonim, all of them, but in various degrees, that's the tricky and interesting part of the sugya, the Bali Tosas, the Rambam, Rashi, Ramban, each has a different take on this, seem to have expanded the idea of Reish Lakish, of Eidem Achsum Ashtar Naskim Yishenechro Yidusim Bebezin, significantly. Just like we're talking about the expansion of the argument between Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Meir, so too there's an expansion of Reish Lakish in the Rishon. Sometimes they call it that. Sometimes they call it Chazaka HaKol BeHekshar Nasa or other Chazakos. The point is, there's a recognition already in the Gemara, in the Talmud, and then in the Rishonim, that you need a lot of reading between the lines, we'll call it, in order for Shtar Be'edik HaSima to be effective. Because how do you know that it wasn't paid back? And how do you know that there ever was a transaction? And how do you know that maybe this wasn't just like an exercise in case? It's a Shtar Amana, or things of that sort, right? So the answer is going to be that, you know, the more you say Eidei Chasima Tarsi, because we have these other umdanos. Now, there are two perspectives on the umdanos, as I said before. One is that they really are just pure umdanos. That works for some things and sounds that way in some makoros, very problematic in others. The others is, and this is where Reb Chaim, you know, made his major contribution, but it's already implicit in the Gemaras and Rishonim, much of it, just that he really hammered it home. And that's the Chiddush HaTorah of Shtar. Chiddush HaTorah of Shtar is that the Eidei Chasima themselves, Al Pidin, that's what Reish Lakish meant, Eidei Chasima Shtar Nasik Mishnechar Yisum Abezdin, they are like a blank, my phrase, blank check of Eidus, and they stand behind, you know, what the Bal Davar, what the Bal Ashtar reasonably says in the name of the Shtar. Now, how does that fit in with umdanas? So again, my short part of the story, I'm just giving you a crash course, is that basically, if there weren't umdanas, then we wouldn't be able to read reasonably, you know, all of this into the shtar, into the Eidim Shev Shtar, because the Eidim Shev Shtar is a signature. They're disembodied ink on a piece of paper. And they didn't necessarily, they don't have to be there. So if it wasn't for the likelihood that this is probably what happened, what usually happens, namely that, you know, in Choshishin Linafila, and that if somebody, you know, produces a shtar, he's not a liar and a forger, etc. So then we would not be able to give it the force of Eidus. But if it was only Umdana, that wouldn't be enough either. You need the force of Eidus to accomplish certain things in the name of the shtar. Secular shtar, shtaros, meaning shtaros in Choshim Ishpat, and certainly shtaros in Evan Hoezer, in the context of Davar Shebe'erva. So this idea that Rabbi Meir's shtar needs support, that it needs umdanas, which in turn may end up energizing a notion of chetza shel edus that is separate from the gabra edim. If anybody's not following me, just jump in and ask me to explain, because we're going quickly. This is like a whole masechta or two, actually, gittin exuvus. But in addition to that, you therefore need a platform which is secure. And that's where some level of muchach mitocho comes into play. In other words, if the shtar, you know, was easily subject to ziyuf, right, or if there were other ambiguities that were tolerated, like Shnei Yosef ben Shimon Shadarim Be'irachad, right, so if everybody's name is Yosef and Shimon, or there are a bunch of them, right? So how can we trust, you know, the shtar? If it's Efshel Lizdayev, how can we trust the shtar? So basically, that's where the phrase Muchach Mitoko becomes very, very important. Namely, for a disembodied signature, right, to serve as Eidos, together with the Umdanas, on a matter of legal import, for that all to take place, you need to compensate by the framework being one which is secure, demonstrably secure. Muchach mitoko. On the other hand, for Rabbi Eliezer, right, if we analyze it, there's a whole different series of problems. On the one hand, the Eidei Mesira are there, right, and they're present, so you can't have the transaction without the Eidei. On the other hand, is that really a shtar? Because if the only reason that you have to be chosem is mishum tikkun olam, and in a Torah, according to Rabbi Elazar, you don't need any chasima, so basically the shtar is a piece of paper. So on the one hand, the piece of paper is accompanied by the presence of Edim, and the Mesira is witness, and that is the kinyan. But as a chepsa shel shtar, it's, you know, truly deficient.
Right.
And certainly, we'll say it this way, as a chepta shel raya, it's truly deficient. Because again, if the Edom are alive and the Edom are accessible, and you can drag them to court, then that's great. But the shtar per se has nothing to do with raya. Okay? So in a sense, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Meir are dealing with two like sets of opposite problems and two different conceptions of shtar. So according to the perspective that narrows the differences between them, what we're going to say is, listen, this is Gzeres HaKosov, this is Rabbi Eliezer's shtar, and this is Rabbi Meir's shtar, but lo tzrichim lahagzim, meaning, each one has its issues and its problems, but in the end of the day, there's a meeting of the minds between them. To such an extent that we might say about certain things, mid Rabbi Meir, nishmal Rabbi Lazar. So, for example, let's say you had aksav sheyachol hisdayev, right? But there were edim, like who could be made extraneous edim, who could be made that even though it's a yachol hisdayev, no ziyev took place, right? Does it have to literally be muchach mitocho, meaning a self-sufficient standalone? Or we just need to know. I mean, the problem's a practical one. Whenever you have a shtar, of Eidei Chasima alone in Bezdin, and it's written on a davar sheyachol hisdayev, or the Artrei Yossi ben Shimon, or whatever other ambiguity, right, is there, so you don't have enough evidence. But lo yitzumer, you could compensate extraneously. That should be okay, right? Then you'd say, oh, Mid Rabbi Lazar, Nishma Rabbi Meir. By the same token, let's say you have a shtar. It doesn't have to be in both directions, by the way. I'll explain in a minute, but maybe. Let's say you have a shtar, and there's no Eidei Chasima at all, but there are Eidei Mesira. So, are we going to say, well, the shtar is not a Chefta Shel Raya at all? Or should we say, well, Mid Rabbi Meir, Nishma Rabbi Lazar, meaning, When the Eidei Mesira are available and accessible, so then we look at their presence, as if it's appended to the shtar, and the shtar becomes a davar chashuv, a dvar raya as well, right? Again, let's say providing a more of a kinyan orientation for Rabbi Meir, providing more of a raya orientation for Rabbi Eliezer are two phenomena that bespeak of the effort to bridge this debate. But of course, they don't have to both be true. You could bridge the argument by saying that basically Rabbi Lazar agrees with Rabbi Meir, or that Rabbi Meir agrees with Rabbi Lazar, in order to say that they both agree with each other. So that's just some technical background. Now, in light of that, we should look again at what Tosas is saying. Because what is Tosas saying? That Kosoval and the Yor, Al Acheres, will work for Rabbi Eliezer, it will not work for Rabbi Meir. What Tosas is adding is that if you hold like Rabbi Meir, right, it's not going to work ever, right? Because you need, and that's why I said that phrase that he uses, muchach mitocho, is a loaded phrase. It's the phrase that the Re, in particular, some people think the Rashi and Rabbi Natan are not committed to it, but the Re certainly, all over the place, particularly in Gittin Daf, Kav Aleph, Kav Dalid, in these sugyas, Yachali Hizdayev, Shnei Yossi ben Shimon, Hadarim Birechod, in the sugya in Ksubis, Daf Tzadi Dalid, Tzadi Gimel Beis, Tzadi Dalid, at least I think that's where it is, right? Shnei Shtaros Hayotzim Biomechod, another famous discussion. You have two Shtaros, the guy, he's everybody's best friend, so he gives his field as a matana to two different people, right? The whole field. Right, he gives it to Reuven, his best friend. Then he goes into Shimon. He says, "Ah, Shimon, my best friend. Right, no one other than you, I would want my legacy property, to give to." But the problem is, he doesn't stay shtoros hayotzim b'yamechad. Right, and let's say, he mentions the date in both, and so that's the issue. So basically, there's ambiguity in the shtar as to when the kinyan begins, right? So that too is part of this discussion. So the Balei Tosas, the Re's view in particular, all over the place, is that the requirement of muchach mitocho, whether it be in Shemos or in Zman or in Yochol his Dayev, or other things, is something which can never be compensated for from without. That's the Reed's view. And by the same token, there seems to be a lot of evidence that according to the Reed, Rabbi Eliezer's Eidim Shtar, Eidim Asira, is a Shtar king. So let's contrast that for a moment with the view of the Or Zeruah in one place, and especially the Tosas Rid here, locally. What does the Tosas Rid say here, locally? That I did tell you to look at, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? So what's the local Tosas Rid tell us? A fascinating piece. If you have the language, it's also going to be better. You have it here?
Yeah.
Discusses exactly this question, and we...
Yeah. The part where he says Argamak can also be like
Exactly. So he says, unlike Balei Tosas, who think that this Gemara is only Aliba Rabbi Eliezer, right?
Yeah. And nearly Ella Filukra Meir Isha Dad Kan Obligi Varchanity Gitin Bini Armachuk U Diftira Ella Shema Shamatazaif Anua Isha and Yeshbo Tanai. Rabbi Lazar Machir Mishum Delo Sagi Blo Eda Mesira, Veda Mesira Zokra Mashaya Kosov Sham.
Notice how he's already skewing, because he's saying, what's the problem for Rabbi Meir?
You're going to
the chashash, shema. What he should have said was, because it's a shema, it's not a chefza shel shtar, because it's not muchak mitocho, and therefore it's not a raya. Yeah, go ahead.
אבל אם קוסוב ובו עדים עדי החסימה ועידו כי כך היה קוסוב מילו מודר רב מאיר דקשר הלו החסימה לרב מאיר היא כמו כסיב השגת לרב אלעזר דרב מאיר סבר היי וקוסוב לא חסם להו ולא בא יקסיבה לשמה כי אם חסימה והיה מחשה אפילו מצו באשפה וחסמו ונסנו לה ורב אלעזר היה סובר דהי וקוסוב לה כסיב השגת היא ובא יקסיבה לשמה וחסימה לא בא אלא עדי מסירה.
So what is he saying? בדיוק. Right, this idea that you shouldn't exaggerate the argument between Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Meir, and if you had an extraneous authority to establish that there was no chashash, ziyuf, etc., then mid to Rabbi Meir, nishma Rabbi Eliezer, and then he follows through by saying, after all, the only argument between them is really in how to interpret the pasuk v'kasav, whether it's ksiva or chasima. A consequence of that happens to be that each one's face, my words now, faces a different set of challenges, but a shtar is a shtar. They share the common view of what a shtar is. Lu yitzuya, you could overcome the challenges that each one encounters given his view of a kasav, right? Then, batov manoim, what's the problem? Correct? On the other hand, yeah, keep going. So then he says again, he has further.
Pasra de Ksiva Abiksiva Sagat Mishum Lekal Zifi B Aidim Zira, Hakanami Mahshila Reb Meir, Hekat the Kaim Aidin Khazima, Kaman, Amri de Hakyavakasav, Kikasminan, Viget Kashahu Migurashasi, Walamrin Kiva the Yakal Zayev Kaman de Lazadami, Ki Echid Lamrin and Larba Lazar Biksiva.
Oh, so again, the midi, why not say, maybe if it's something is a Yakal is Dayev, it's like the whole Ksav doesn't exist. Well, we don't say that in the Ksiva of Rabbi Eliezer. So why should we say it on the chasima or the ksiva, whatever it is, of Rabbi Meir? But the answer to both of these questions, is that the end of it?
No, he keeps going.
Yeah.
Lo asar Rabbi Meir, ela shelo liyazer lechatchila shote zayif.
Yeah.
Aval echa de ikri vekasa ve'edi chasima masadi dehachi hava get kasher hu, umigurash esi, v'hacha nami gegon che'edi chasima mevarim shekachaya ve'en bo ziyof, umishamachi hi mekudashas, Lagabi Sadam, then he continues about Sadam. Lagabi Sadam, Rina Lakama, Nami, Di Machura, Vasil Ashmuina, and the Afal Keresh, Enu Shava Klum, Mikrishtar, Globai Shava Pruta, Alexiva, Vakaki Kshira, Alakeres, Kimo Alaklav, Hekat the Kimon, the Lakazufa. Finally, Ksati,
Okay. So pretty much, it's a great piece. We couldn't have written it better, you know, for that position if we wanted to. This is very similar, I should add, the Or Zeruah, that Gosha Shri quotes it in Gittin, has the following discussion. I must have mentioned this recently. That seems like it's echoing in my mind. According to Rabbi Meir, that you require Dechasima Karsi, can the Ede Chasima hire somebody right, to do the act of chasima. Is there shlichus l'chasima? Let's say it's a bad handwriting, right? So he wants someone else to, you know, to represent him. He's the Eid HaChasima, but somebody else will sign his name. So that sounds pretty shady to us, right? But that's a real discussion in the Or HaZeruah. I think Rabbeinu Simcha, I think it's Rabbeinu Simcha. And that goes, Ashri quotes it as well. And the argument is, right? Rabbi Lazar, Nishma, Rabbi Meir. Meaning, according to Rabbi Lazar, what does the Kasav mean? Ksivas HaGet. So the Eidim Mesira have to write the get? I mean, or the Baal has to write the get? Right? The answer is he can have a sofer do it. So if the chasav of Rabbi Lazar can be done al yidei shliach, why can't the chasam of Rabbi Meir be done al yidei shliach? Right? Midrabbi Lazar, nishmal Rabbi Meir. And there are other examples of this as well. As I say, the whole debate about how far you go in Ruch Mitochem. So what would the Bali Tosis answer, or especially the read to all of this? The answer is that what we're dealing with is two different conceptions of what a shahr is. And it goes also to the heart of what you were just reading in terms of the, you know, Mod Rabbi Lazar, you know, if it's not a get, etc. Meaning that Rabbi Meir really holds, this is how the Rabbis explain this argument always, but just clear in the Rishonim also, that Rabbi Meir holds that basically the essence of a shtar is the Raya Shabbat. The essence of a shtar kinyan also is the Raya Shabbat. The fact that I matfis a Raya beyond the other fellow, that is the Davar HaKone. By giving him, right, verification, and giving him an independent evidence that the transaction took place, that is a form of empowering him in this object. That's a kinyan. And that's why Eide Chasima are Karsi. Right? You don't, it's not the handing over the document. It's the fact that the document, making the document, again, securing this document in the hands of the new Bailim, you know, not the act of Mesira per se, not the story that it tells, but being Matfis the Raya Shabiyado, that's the Davar HaKone. So, if that's the case, it's all about, as I say, Muchach Mitocho. It's about the Raya Shabo. Now, the Raya Shabo works even in Kenya. Okay. And Rabbi Lazar says, no. There's no din that a Raya is a Raya. And, you know, if there are Eide Chasima, they'll function as a Raya. You know, and that's why it's good to have the Mipnei Tikkun Olam. But this is a more typical kinyan, just that here the mesira of the story, as instantiated in a more formal and statured way, because it's written in the shtar, it's written in the shtar lishma, there's certain, you know, lishona, legal language, you know, certain components about the particular transaction. So it's the transfer of that story in the presence of Eidim. Mesira are kind of almost like a little bit like Eide Kiyum in that respect. We'll get that in a second too. That is the Kinyan. What's Kone in a shtar isn't the Raya Shabbat, but it's the Kinyan Shabbat. That's why when Rabbi Lazar said, Mod Rabbi Lazar, right, that, you know, that other shtaros are Eide Chasima, what he's saying is, for a shtar Kinyan, this makes a lot of sense. But for Shtaraya in a Chanami, right, especially if you take the view, well, the review of a stark distinction, but for Shtaraya in a Chanami, Eide Chasima are much superior to Eide Mesira. Now, what constitutes Shtar Kinyan, what constitutes Shtaraya? Or where do you need pure Kinyan, let's say, and where can you have Kinyan by means of Raya? Right, that's still an open question. So is it, you know, Gittin? You know, is it Gittin and Kiddushin? What about a Shtar Mecher? What about, this is a tricky question, a Shtar Milva? Ah. right? Because the Sharmilva, right? The Matan Mos, you know, is the Kenyan, is the reason that you're chayiv to return the money, right? Priyas Balchov Mitzvah, or Shibura Doraisa, if that's what it means, right? Talked about it a lot in the context of the status of Milva. On the other hand, there's also Nechasim Mishubadim. Are the Nechasim Mishubadim a function of the Shtar Kinyan of the Shtar? Just like, you know, the Mishnah says in Kiddushin that Karkas Niknes Be Shtar, so Shibudim, the quasi Kinyan of Shibudim is Nikne Be Shtar? Or is it that the Matan Mos backed up by Raya, right, is more powerful and provides a deeper, you know, security for the Kenyan itself. It's not that the Shtar is a Shtar Kenyan. The Shtar is a Raya, right, reinforces or intensifies the backup, let's say, of that Kenyan. But it's really the Matan Mos, Sheyesh Baraya, or Sheyesh Batichos, that's the Dover HaMeshavet. That's a question. There are two Girsos in the Gemara in the end of Get Pashut, right? Mishas Ksiva, Mishas Ksuva. There are two Girsos in the Rishonim. Big, big debate in the Rishonim on this topic. A huge question. Is there ever Shtaraya Be'ede Nasira? And, you know, what is the line in terms of Shtar Kinyan, you know, Be'ede Chasim? This is, like, the crucial question. So everything that the Or Zeruah, I mean, the Rebbeinu Simcha and the Or Zeruah, and the Tosfos Rid just said, are vulnerable to this perspective. Meaning, it's not Midrabban Elazar Nishmol Rabbi Meir, and not Midrabban Meir Nishmol Rabbi Elazar, because they have two warring, almost mutually exclusive conceptions of how Shtar works. They don't just happen to face different challenges, right? And therefore you can be creative, you can compensate, you know, you can, you know, midda, right? Which is a verb, by the way, to midda, right? Rather, I would put it on the board, but we did it last time. Right? I think that was good. It's gone. But rather, these different challenges are symptomatic of two Kirchok Mizrach Mimarov, you know, perspectives on what a shtar is. So therefore, what midda, because the kasav of Rav Elazar can be done all day, so far shliach, so could the chasima of Edi chasima. I mean, obviously, in one case, you know, we're dealing with a shtar kinyan. Therefore, who writes the text is irrelevant. The real critical moment is the Nesira Sashtar, Bifnei Ha'edim. It's giving over the content, it's not the writing, right? On the other hand, the Chasima is all about the Raya of the objective Raya of the Edus Mucham Mitochal, right? How could you have somebody else's John Hancock, you know, as a Shlichos of your Raya, right? The whole idea just is strange. The truth is, even if you didn't go so far, even if you had like the Tosfos Rid, the idea that you could have shlichos on the chasima, and that a chasima isn't itself a kind of a, you know, davar shebegufo, you know, is mechudash. But it's even more obvious, you know, once you just break the connection. And that is true, and that's the point, you know, to counter the Tosfos Rid as well. Namely, even if you have Eide Mesira, or the Eide Chasima are present, and they're going to verify that there was no ziyuf, or that the, you know, Yosef and Shimon that we're talking about is this one, or that, let's say, he gave his best friend Reuven, you know, the full field 10 minutes before he gave his best friend Shimon the full field. In the end of the day, right, Muchach Mitocho isn't the pragmatic limitation. In other words, that the Kenyan only starts when it's Muchach, that it only applies to whom it's Muchach. It's a conceptual one, meaning the Shtar itself doesn't say anything, doesn't work. Because it works mishum haraya shabu. It works based on its self-sufficiency. That self-sufficiency, right, is a stira minei obey, is mutually exclusive to the very notion of compensation or extraneous substantiation. Okay? So that is one part of this story. And it's a very, very big topic, as I say. It's this is the, you know, this is the regalachas version of it, but it's a very important issue. Now, how far you go with Shtaraya, with the Edusha B'Shtar and Reish Lakish, that's the whole story of Gittin and Ksuvus second Perek, is what I mean, and so on. Fine. Now let's get back, because I've got to leave in a couple of minutes. I guess we're not going to finish this now either, but we'll finish this when I come back. But let's pose and at least start with the other part of the problem, and that is, okay, so if you end up holding like the Bali Tosis, again, if you hold like the Tosis Rid, welcome back. I'm sorry, I'm leaving in a few minutes, but at least we overlap a little.
I thought it was at 1 today, sorry.
What's that?
I thought it was at 1 today, I didn't realize it was
1. So, yeah, no, I made it early. It should be at 1. I made it earlier because
yeah,
I have to run.
I saw
the airport.
I just forgot.
So, I'm like, you know, have they been in the same room, like, you know, since the My Boys today, or? Okay. So, right, oh, I was supposed to speak about it, right? And that Sfarno's in the sixth Parsha again. It's in, like, all these Parshios. It keeps repeating it. You know, you have to be matir the baby for the Avodah Schal.
And it's Monday.
What?
And it's Monday. So like.
And it's Monday, yeah. Okay, but we're going to... Okay, when I come back, I'll hopefully have time. Anyways, so if we take the Tosas view, not the Tosas Rid view, so this Gemara is Aliba de Rabbi Eliezer, not Aliba de Rabbi Meir, correct? So the question that arises is, what about Shita Sarab? Okay, Josh, what's the problem, or is there a problem?
I haven't seen it
in a long time. I don't know.
It's
an unforgettable. No. Hilvasishas. That's real. What do you think? Is there a problem? We definitely gave these marbles, right? Yonatan, what's the problem?
Yeah, so the Rambam doesn't indicate that there's any chasima on the star itself. It's just that there's Edi Mesira. And the Lecha Mishnah wants to know, and that seems pretty incongruous with the Shita, that you need Edi Chasima.
Or that you could also have.
You could also have.
Yeah. How does the Rambam go? Gimel.
Vim kiddush v'shtar kozim al niyar al cheres or ala ala. All kol davar sheyirta harei amikudash shesay harei merazesli v'chol kayote b'dvar meilu v'nos nolav v'vnei edem.
Yeah. So the problem with the Rambam is number one. What's that?
No, he says like something
similar. We'll get to Hoskarshon in a minute. So basically, the problem with the Rambam is that there's really two. He paskins this Gemara, but you should only paskin this Gemara according to the Bali Tosis's analysis, right? If you hold like Rabbi Eliezer exclusively, if you hold that Eide Chasima will work in Shtar Kiddushin, then you should have a problem of Yochalei's Daif. Correct? It's okay, so big deal. So how does the Rambam paskin, like Rabbi Eliezer or like Rabbi Meir? So that's where it gets a little bit complicated on the Gittin side. So I told you if you had a chance to look look at the background, what's the background, Josh, in Gittin?
And Tosfos and the Rambam.
A major machlokas, well, between the Bali Tosas, right, this is like, you know, the pillars of, you know, Shtaros and Gittin here, the Bali Tosis and the Rif and the Rambam. Okay, the Ran is a nuance. We'll get to that in a second. The Ran in Amagaresh, and also if you get a chance, since we're not going to finish this because I have to leave in a few minutes, but also if you get a chance to look at the Ra'az language in Ksuvus on Tzadi Dalid, but basically let's leave them out for 1 second. But there's a major debate between the Bali Tosis and the Rambam and the Rif, and the, you know, Chachmei Sfarad, general. And that Machlokas is about?
Rak Edei Nasira or Av Nasira?
Yeah. If you paskin like Rabbi Eliezer, Edei Nasira Karsi, is that mutually exclusive with saying Edei Chasima Karsi? Okay? So the Bali Tosis all over the place, and the Balamor, meaning the people who are influenced by the Bali Tosis, are of the opinion that the Machlokas Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Meir is a mutually exclusive Machlokas. And if you hold Eide Chasima Karsi, then Eide Mesira doesn't work. And the way some of them say it is, you know, what's good for the goose is good for the gander. Yeah? So, you know, if Rabbi Meir rejects Rabbi Eliezer, so Mestama, Rabbi Eliezer rejects Rabbi Meir. right? I'm not sure whether that's such a good raya, but I mean, it's an interesting it's an interesting perspective. So they're mutually exclusive arguments, and since we pass in Shtari Kinyan, at least, that Rabbi Lazar, like Rabbi Lazar, the Edi Mesira Karsi, so Edi Hasima are not kores in Gittin, in Kiddushin, etc. Correct? That's what he holds. That's what the Bali Tosas hold. Okay. Good. Which, from our point of view, so if a brisa like Kosoval on the Yor, Al Acheres, right? La Halacha, if you paskin like Rabbi Eliezer, which everybody seems to paskin like him in Gittin, or in Kiddushin, right? So you should, this brisa is Shalali B'de Hilchasa, which is what Tosas basically says. This brisa in Kiddushin, of Pesam and Aleph, according to Tosas, is Shalali B'de Hilchasa, L'shitasa. Right? Okay. Because it's true. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Yeah, is a libe the hilchasa very very much. In contrary, it feeds in. I'm getting mixed up. Okay, so this fits in perfectly. Good. However, the view of the Rif and the Rambam is that when we say edim asir karsa, we mean whether or not it's conceptually accurate or not. We'll see. We mean af edim asir karsa. Meaning it's true. Rav Meir rejects Rabbi Eliezer, but Rabbi Eliezer does not reject Rabbi Meir. He holds that Ede Chasima will also be Karsi. That is the Shita of the Rif in Hamagaresh, and that is also the Shita of the Rambam, where, Josh? Where? Perikalef, Halacha Yid Gimel through Tazayin, the Rambam says explicitly that even though Lechatchila it's better to be Magaresh Be'ede Mesira, but the other, if you're Megarish, Beit HaChasima, that's good enough, too.
That's not so good as what the Rif says, right?
What?
He says, Av, Eid, and Sira.
Which is, the Rif also sounds like it's more of a B'di-Eved, but we'll see. I don't think it's exactly the same kind of B'di-Eved, as I'll explain. But not today, probably when we finish up. So I think there are differences, but not big differences, nuanced differences. Okay. Now, if that's the case, so then, and the Rambam does paskin like the Rif that Eide Chasima are Karsi, even according to Rabbi Eliezer. So then, how does he say that you can write a Shtar Kiddushin on Cheres? Right? That would only be true if you were Mekadesh the Eide Mesiru. Moreover, well, you might say, okay, so the Rambam's talking about being Mekadesh the Eide Mesiru. How come the Rambam in Hilchos Geirushin, which is written after Hilchos Ishus, right, establishes this halacha very clearly that a get, right, can be written either Be'ede Mesira or Be'ede Chasima, L'chatchila Be'ede Mesira, but B'dievet also Be'ede Chasima. And in Hilchos Ishus, the Rambam in Perek Gimel Halacha Gimel, Yonatan only has Geirushin Be'edim Mesira. He does not have Eidei Chasima. Who asked that question?
The Halacha Mishnah?
Yeah, right. Halacha Mishnah asks, where is Eidei Chasima and where is also Ksav Yado? Mishnah says in Gittin, Peivav, also, you know, Gimel Gittin Psulin, right? One of them is also Kosav B'Ksav Yado, the Einol Aveidim. So Halacha Mishnah asks, right, where is Ksav Yado, and where is Eide Chasima? They're in Yehoz Geirushin, but they're not here. And he says, Divya Rambam, you know, Ashir b'makam echad, aniyam b'makam achad. Okay, that's fine, but wouldn't you expect that they would be Ashir in the first place, not the later place? Unless you want to say, oh, because a get is, you know, is about the only method of get is shtar here, it's only one of three. There are ways to answer the question, I'm aware of it. But it remains a question. The Yom Shel Shlomo also was troubled by the omission of the Rambam. Okay, so we have a kind of a two issues that are related to each other in an interesting way. Right, on the one hand, is it possible that the Rambam is mechalik between Geirushin and Kiddushin, or the Eidei Chasima work? If not, then it's more puzzling, right? How he could paskin Kosav al Acheres, if in fact there can also be a shtar al yedei nechasim. Okay. Then one other piece of the puzzle And that is that in addition to the argument between Bali Tosis on the one hand and the Rif and the Rambam on the other, namely, if you paskin Ede Mesira Karsi in Shtari Kinyan, which we do, do you also think that Ede Chasima are effective, that argument, there is another argument between them. What's the other argument? No. That is an argument. That's an issue. That's not for now. That's that has to do with Shtari Kinyan and Shtari Raya, but not for now. Not relevant to us right this minute.
Yeah.
But right this minute, another very important issue, Micha.
Mayor with Ksav Yad made Echad or
whatever. No, not so much. Not that particularly. Ede Kiyu. This is a second question. Can Ede Chasi? I'm gonna have to leave in like 5 more minutes. Can Ede Chasima function as Ede Kiyu? Without a, in other words, without Adam physically present. Meaning, let's say according to, and you could ask this question in two different scenarios, right? The most obvious scenario is for Rabbi Meir. Like if we could interview Rabbi Meir and ask him, okay, good, Ede Chasima Karsi. That means you don't need any Mesira for a get, and you don't need any Mesira for a Shtar Kiddushin, right? Because Ede Chasima Karsi. But do you also need Ede Kiyum for the Gerushin and for the Kiddushin? Never mind for the Shtar and for the Get. Right? What's the answer to that question? That's one scenario. The other scenario is, okay, good, we don't paskin like Rabbi Meir, right? But we do paskin like Rabbi Eliezer. But so according to the Bali Tosas, who think that according to Rabbi Eliezer there is no any Chasima Karsi, there's no such question. But according to the Rambam and the Rif, who think that Ede Chasima are Karsi, even Lahalacha, according to Rabbi Eliezer, so we can now raise the question anew. Namely, when you use Ede Chasima according to Rabbi Eliezer, even Lahalacha, do they function also as Ede Kiyum, or not? And to make it a little more complicated, is there any reason why in that question, Gufa, we might be mechalik between those two different scenarios? Between Rabbi Meir and his Ede Chasima Karsi, right? And Rabbi Eliezer and his reliance upon Ede Chasima Karsi? That's an interesting question too. But regarding the facts of the matter, let's just say it this way. So what do we know about the facts of the matter? Anybody? Do we rely on Ede Chasima as Ede Kiyum or not? Well, it definitely is a machlokas, but it's a machlokas in the things that you should see, right? Which are? Who says what and where?
Isn't that the Ram Shita?
Not necessarily, no. Very explicit. Tosas in Gittin. I told you to look at Tosas in Gittin, Dav Dalet Amud Aleph, right? Yeah?
So you don't need that again.
You need for Rabbi Meir. No. The bottom of Tosus on Gittin. Again, I really have to make sure I leave in a few minutes. But I guess we'll finish this up. But I'll tell you what the direction I want to go. The Kaimelon Halacha Karbalazim be Gittin. And the end of Tosus. Is that the one I told you to look at? For sure,
yeah,
right?
The
O Derogo Rabbeinu Tam Lomar the Afil Rabbi Meir. Boy, Aidim Mishas Nasinas I get. They ain't over Shabbat ever Pakas Mishnayim. Right? The continuation is relief for now. The Chain Shtar Matlas Karko, Shtar Mecher, Shuli Kinin Karko, Vaina Laraya, Aidim Oklum Rabbelezim Yadu Shulam Nasin Bifne Aidim. Okay, fine. That's Rabbelezim. But what does Rabbeinu Tam say? That according to Rabbi Meir, that Aidim Chasima are Karsi, you need. Right? Ede Mesira, we'll call them Ede Mesira. You need Ede Kiyum separately. That's Rabbeinu Tam Shita. Who disagrees? The same riff in the Rambam that we talked about a second ago. When the riff in the Rambam, the riff in Hamagarish, and the Rambam in Perek Aleph, Halacha, we'll just read it, get it on the record. Perek Aleph, Hilchos Geirushin. All right, Halacha Yud Gimel, the Rambam says, Minayin sheit nenu b'fnei edim, harei omer al pishnai medim ot shosh edim yakum davar v'yefshir tiyala yom erev al tzkasas also. This nimuk that he gives. V'haba leh b'misas bezdim, v'lemachar tiyah muteris b'lo edim. L'fika chamnas and get b'inol v'ina, afilu b'ed echad, ena get klal. You need edi kiyum. This is the Rambam saying you need edi kiyum for a get. V'med ror mamurim b'sheya get b'ksav yad sofer. Avalim kosav abal get b'ksav yado, v'chasam alav ed echad, the nasno is a get puzzle, but it is a get. Takonis kachamim shuedim chosim ala get shamiyitin get b'fshnei shnayim v'yamusu v'nimtza get shabiyada kecheres mecheres adama shreim bo edim. Meaning that's the Mishnah, double Mishnah, right? That you chosim ala get mipnei tikkun olam even according to Abulaza. Lefikach tiknu sheya idu mitocho. Yafu b'shedim b'tochro. Even though there are already chasima, no snow b'fnei shnayim lechatchila, they no snow edim aksumim, they b'fnei shnayim acherim. She'ikar hagerushin be'edim mesirah. An important line. Okay. Then says the Rambam, but chasmu bo shnayim ba'avar b'nasul be'no levena. Let's say you didn't have the ikar, but the evet you did edim chasima alone, right? Oshenimtzu edim mesirah psulin. I raise a kosher. This is where the Rambam says based. Together with the Rif, that Ede Chasima work even though we paskin like Rav Elazar. Hoel the Edim Shabo Ksherim Bahrei Aget Yotze Mitachas Yada. It's good. And then he says V'yesh Shehor Ben Agodim Shu Pasul Midraban. So two things emerge from the Rambam. Three things. Number one, Lechatchila Ikar is Veidim Mesira. Number two is that B'dieved Ede Chasima Karsi even in Shtarei. Even in a get, Shtar Kenyan, right? And number three, that's all you need. So Rabbi Tam says that even according to Rabbi Meir, or we'll say, you know, is it even or dafka? We'll talk about it. According to Rabbi Meir, that Edi Chasim Akar, so you need separate Edi Kiyum. Right? And the Rambam says, and the Rif also agrees, that the Ede Chasima, which b'di'evet work, according to Rabbi Eliezer, l'halacha, do not need Ede Kiyum. It's a bit of an irony, that's why you could say even, I'm not sure whether in further reflection it's still even, but the reason I said it even was, in other words, even Rabbi Meir, that's Rabbi Meir, who is the big champion of Ede Chasima, right, who thinks that only Ede Chasima works, right, and yet he doesn't think that they can accomplish Ede Kiyum. Where the Rambam, you know, who thinks that Ede Mesira are Ikar, right, even when B'di'eved you could use Ede Chasima, only B'di'eved, still thinks Ede Chasima are Ede Kiyum. That's a very, in its own right, that's a very interesting argument. Okay. So, given all of this, let's just get back to the problem, which is, so the Rambam, when it comes to Gerushin, speaks about the need for Ede Kiyum. Number one, he brings a reason. What's the reason? Josh?
Well, first he brings a pasuk, and then he gives a svara.
Okay, what's a svara?
Svara that she's going to be married today, and then tomorrow, all of a sudden, there's no karis and no ishish.
And there's no evidence on this?
Right.
And that's what he said, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not arguing. I'm not asking you. So, yeah. So, what's striking about the Rambam is several things. Number one, in Hilchos Gerushin, the impression that you get is, number one, you need a limud, and you need a rationale to explain Ede Kiyum. Right? Compare that to Hilchos Ishus. Does the Rambam ever explain why you need Ede Kiyum? No. What he does say about it is that it's one of the contributions of Matan Torah. Right? Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, and Beis. Given Shinit the Torah, right? It's the Kenyan, and now the Ede Kiyum. Does he ever say anything like what he says? Oh, how could it be? Yesterday she was a Pnuya, today she's an Eishes Ish. You don't have anything like that. Rama repeats this, by the way, in Perek Tes, Sechus Gerushin, Alacha Lamed Beis. That's what I wanted you to see there. But he talks about the need for Shlichus, for Edus on the Shlichus in Gerushin. So they think, this change took place, and we don't have all the evidence that it really took place. Such a monumental transformation. Where is that nimuk in the beginning of Hilchos Ishus? Where is the minayin in the beginning uphill decisions. Instead, what you have is it's just part of the fabric, part of the very core and essence and definition of what can do. It's part of the mission in the Torah. Then in Perek Gimel, the other time, Aleph Gimel Hey, what do you have?
Aleph Gimel.
Perek Gimel, Halakha Aleph Gimel Hey.
In Eshos. He talks about Edom, Edikim for.
They're part of the fabric of, they're just part of, they're there. They're just part of the definition, correct?
Yeah. He just says.
Kasef? Gimel Aleph is Kasef. Behu, Sheet Nena, how does it go?
The last line says, Venitian Labif Ne'edem.
Okay. And Gimel, which we already read.
And then Gimel, it also just says, Yeah. And Hey, Kishabiyah? And Hey, it also says in the end,
Yeah. So it's there, right? But
Uncertain.
What's that? Yeah. Without, you know, rationalization or justification. And add to all that, right, that it seems like, the Meiri says this in the beginning of the Masechta, the Meiri says, well, maybe Edi Chasima B'dieved works in Gittin, but only Edi Mesira work in Kiddushin. Wow. That's a pretty big discrepancy. That would explain Cheres, that would explain the omission. So what I want to really suggest, and I'll elaborate this when I come back, just to flesh it out much more, and I think I have two perspectives one can take in explaining why it is that the Rambam really held this way. You know what I mean? That the Rambam held that when it comes to Edekiyum in Kiddushin, right, that's part of the Hagdara of Kiddushin. It's part of what Kiddushin is. Part of the Itzios HaKalos of what Kiddushin is. In Gerushin, the role of Edekiyum is different. It's not necessarily, I'll suggest another possibility too, but it's not necessarily about the new chalos or the exchanged chalos of being reverting to Pnuya. It's about the effect of no longer being an Eishes Ish. In other words, that going back to what we discussed in the beginning of the year, which was that there are two perspectives on Edekiyum, right? One is the stakes are very high, it's Chav Lachrini. And we're not just going to leave this up to people's, you know, veracity, their honesty. We're not going to say, Odas Baldin Kamehim Dami. And we're not going to rely on the fact that there's no contract. We're going to say, the makom that you can't prove what happened here, right, it doesn't have a condition, a sine qua non for this kind of impactful change taking place, is the fact that, at least l'chatchila, people can always dine, people can go to Medina Sayyam, I'm not talking about that. At least structurally, that there is the means, right, to prove what happened here. In other words, Ede Kiyum are Tzorech Ede Birur. Ede Birur Dine Mamanis, and you can take a chance if you want, because it's only money. And when it comes to Davar Shebe'erva, or Chav Lachrini, right, so you don't have the luxury. It's Tzorech Birur. But it's really, like the Rajbas makes it seem, and the Ksos, and so on and so forth, it's really one davar mimamon, right? How can it be davar mimamon if there's a fundamental difference between the Eidim? Right? The answer is it's same Eidus, just this is tzorech birur, and that's, birur. Oh. The other perspective, the Ritva, right, in Kedushin Daf Mem Gimel, about Machoreha Pargod and about Ede Kiyum, about Batal Mitos Batal Kula. Again, we talked about this earlier in the year. I apologize to the people who are not something, coming in. But the other perspective of Ede Kiyum is that it's a solemnizing presence, that it's part of what elevates, or gives prominence to, gives formalism to, the Chalos Aishas. So is it possible that the Rambam Gufa thinks that there's a difference between, after all, the Gemara, Markav Lachrini and all that, is only really about Kiddushin. The Rishonim already discussed, what about Gittin, what about Yibum, what about Chalitza, right? The Rajba in particular, in Yevamos, Laman Aleph Amid Beis, and in Kiddushin Samachay Amid Beis, right? A bunch of places. Rajba isn't so sure that Gittin even require? What's the Chav L'Achrini? Right, it discusses something again that Tosfos on Dalid in Gittin discusses is, you know, Psul Kahuna. Is that Chav L'Achrini? It depends what you mean by Chav L'Achrini, going back to the Or Sameach and Chayim and all that in the beginning of the year. But the basic idea being, maybe we could suggest that the reason that the Rambam is more self-conscious, if you will, feels that he needs to justify any kiyum in Gittin, is because in Gittin he understands that it's not about Yitziras HaKalos. You're terminating the Chalos. That's different. Even if that's a matir and it's not just the unraveling, but it's not a creation. It's still an unraveling of some sort. It's a hafka. But on the other hand, from another perspective, you know, going from a pnuya to eshes ish is one thing. Going from an eshes ish to a pnuya is far more consequential, you know, in terms of knowing that this took place in terms of onshin and behavior and so on and so forth. So the Rambam, you know, doesn't define it as part of the Hagdara of Gerushin, and that's the reason also why he needs to explain it. So maybe, this is the theory, maybe this affects not only the question of, whether you need an explanation, or it's just there part of the definition, and so on, maybe it also affects how you can accomplish Erikiyah. Again, we talked in the beginning of the year, what about things like Eidus Umdana, and what about Eidus Miuchedes, right? Can you accomplish Erikiyum with that? So what about accomplishing Erikiyum? I mentioned it then, I said we get back to it, now we're getting back to it, with Eide Chasima, right? Eide Chasima are ink on a piece of paper, right? They're not a solemnizing physical presence. So how do we really look at the pot? When we think of Eide Chasima as possibly Eide Kiyum, the debate between Rabbeinu Tam and the Rif and the Rambam, it's interesting to think about it maybe in this way. There could be two explanations of the argument, and I'll pursue both when we get back. One is that it depends how you look at Eide Chasima. Maybe they aren't just viewed al pidin as ink on a piece of paper. Maybe we view the ink as, you know, a representation of real people. I sometimes call that the pop-out theory, but facetiously. But who seems to speak that way?
But I'm not getting too far.
Much earlier, and I asked you for a reason.
The Ran,
which the Ksos likes very much. But, I mean, the Ran basically tries to explain, and we'll talk about it a little more. When the Rif says Af, Eidi Mesira Karsi, right? Or you know, basically the Ran tries to explain that the Eide Chasima of Rabbi Eliezer that work, in other words, for the Chachmei Sfarad, and the Eide Chasima of Rabbi Meir are qualitatively different. The Eide Chasima of Rabbi Meir, and the Ra'as is the same thing in Ksuvis, but a different formulation, or different nuance, but the same basic thrust. The Eide Chasima of Rabbi Meir are just that, they're Eide Chasima. And the Eide Chasima of Rabbi Eliezer are kind of Eide Mesira B'Ksav. What?
Which is why, even if they die, maybe they're still...
Well, right. Well, that's something to look at. And in general, like, for example, do you need Muchach Mitocho in the Eide Chasima of the Rif of the Rambam in Rabbi Meir? I'm sorry, Rabbi Lazar? Or only in the... What we talked about before, different perspectives in Rabbi Meir himself. Well, now there are two Rabbi Meirs. There's Rabbi Meir, and there's Eide Chasima for Rabbi Lazar. But the Ran and the Ra'ah are trying to suggest... in a way, again, I'll elaborate this when we come back a little more, is that in Adoma, Eide Chasima of Rabbi Meir and Eide Chasima of Rabbi Lazar are a form of, or at least we look at them differently, we perceive them differently by virtue of the alternative and even the preference of Eide Mesira. So from one point of view, you could say that the argument whether Eide Chasima can function is Eide Kiyum, right, the debate between Rabbeinu Tam on the one hand and Rif and Rambam on the other, is a debate about how you look at Eide Chasima and how distant they really are conceptually from Eide Mesira. And in that gufa, maybe there's a difference between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Lazar. I mean, Rabbi Lazar for the Rif and Rabbi Meir for himself. I'll explain. Not now. The other possibility is to say, no, whatever you say about what I just said, it's not enough. Or maybe it's not true. Either it's not true or it's not enough. Meaning, Eide Chasima for Rabbi Meir are ink on a piece of paper. They can serve the function of Raya, but they're not a physical presence. And we don't even simulate them or treat them as if there are Eidim on the Mesira. You know, not virtual Eidim. You know, there's Raya on the Mesira. But if we say that Eide Kiyum are Tzorech Biror, that's not so terrible. Right? That's all we ever said about Davar Davar Mimamo. So Eide Chasima can work as Eide Kiyum because we don't need the Ritva Eide Kiyum. We can get away with the Rajva Eide Kiyum. Ah. But if that's the case, so is it possible that we would be Mechalek between Gittin and Kiddushin? And say that when it comes to Gittin, where for the Rambam, where the rationale is pivotal, you know, it's about Tzorech Birur. So not only Eide Chasima Karsi, but Eide Chasima are also Eide Kiyum. But when it comes to Ashtar Kiddushin, when it comes to Kiddushin, where you require Eide Kiyum, maybe even the Eide Hashtar have to integrate as Eide Kiyum. Maybe that would explain all these phenomena in the Rambam. Okay, so I'll leave it at that for now. I want to suggest something a little different also in the Rambam for next time, and I want to elaborate just a little bit more about what I mean about, you know, the Ran and the Ra. We'll finish this up on Tuesday, and then we'll talk a little more about some of the other issues here in Shtar, and then I still owe you Pigeon of Ben, and then back to Machka.
One of the options on Eddie.